Good morning, brothers and sisters. It doesn't look like it's snowing too bad yet. I'm thankful you were able to come and join us this morning. Isaiah, is it true you went clear to the airport and back already today? Awesome. Isaiah has not only made it to church, he went clear to the airport this morning with his father and is back already. Praise the Lord. Good for you. I'm glad the rest of you have made it here safely. This season of death and resurrection is important for us to remember. And most of you have heard me say over the last week or two that I thought it appropriate in our spiritual war journey to hear firsthand testimony of someone that has been in the battle. And so we are going to hear a testimony this morning from my good friend and sister in Christ, Shannon. But I want to say to you again, because I felt during the earlier service, it's just something that we need to be reminded of. And I've said this a lot during the series, the war that we are in is real. And it can manifest itself in a lot of ways. Shannon will share with you some of her experience. That's one way. But the spiritual war can manifest itself in so many ways. The battle that we're in, it can manifest itself, as I said from Mark chapter 1 last night, the devil will come to church. The devil has come, as Jesus said, to kill, steal, and destroy. That's us. Destroy relationships, destroy friendships, destroy families, destroy churches. That's what the enemy is about. And sometimes the battle will manifest itself in your life when you haven't done anything wrong, but you've been sinned against. But I just want to reiterate before Shannon shares with us, may we not be fooled by the wiles of the devil. May we cling to the cross like we sang last week. May we cling to Christ when the enemy is trying to derail you and I and other believers. That's what we have. We have the cross. We have Christ. When the enemy is trying to destroy and kill and steal, we have the cross. We must cling to the cross. You know, they shouted, Hosanna, on this day a couple thousand years ago. They shouted, Hosanna! And they had hearts full of joy and anticipation of victory. And a few days later, some in the same city, in the same crowd, shouted, Crucify him! That's the war. That's the battle that rages on about us. One moment we can be shouting, Hosanna! And the next moment, we're shouting, Crucify him. And so this week, Shannon's going to share her testimony with us now. But this week, this holy week, I pray, brothers and sisters, that we cling to the cross and cling to Christ And where the enemy has come into your life lately, trying to tear down, try to kill, try to steal, try to destroy, try to derail, try to discourage, cling to the cross. Now is when we need it more than ever. And so my prayer is for you to have a wonderful week. Casey has said we're going to celebrate, as hard as it is, we're going to celebrate the cross on Friday. We're going to hear Shannon this morning, but we got more things this week, more events, and so we're going to come together again, and we're going to worship the Lord. We're going to cling to the cross. And next week, I hope you'll come and maybe bring a friend or two. We invited a lot of people yesterday. We walked all over our communities inviting people. I hope you will too. To celebrate, the tomb is empty because there's victory in Jesus. And I know sometimes in your lives right now, it don't feel very victorious. But there's victory in Jesus. Shannon's been through quite a lot in her life, and she's going to tell you, I've known her since she was born. I've known her mother. I've known her grandmother and grandpa. They were part of this church. Her grandpa and grandma are gone now. They're gone on to glory. But I asked Shannon to share because of the wiles of the devil in our lives, the subtleties that he can come into your life and mine, and we don't even know it. And all of a sudden, I'm caught up in this tornado of life, this whirlwind of life. Yes, we can look back and we can see, well, I probably shouldn't have done that. But all of a sudden, we find ourselves in the battle. And that's what Shannon's story about, finding herself in the battle and then the victory that is ours and the victory that is hers in Jesus. Shannon Joslin, give her a welcome this morning.
Hello, everybody. How are we today? Good. All right. So I'm going to start out by talking about my seasons, because I've been going through spiritual warfare my whole life, it seems like, with this battle of the weighing of what's real, what's not real in my mind all the time when I was younger. And in the end, you'll see that battle was won. When I was younger, I grew up in the church all the time. The little white church over there, pastor first started preaching with my grandma. I would fall asleep in the pew, but I sure went to church every day or every Sunday with my grandma. And and if it wasn't for her, I give her a lot of who I am to her, because she was such a godly woman, and I just feel her presence here with me today. So when I was growing up, we went from Minnesota to Alabama to Minnesota to Florida and then back to Minnesota. While we lived in Florida, I got involved with gangs. I went to jail, lots of violence. Music was not good music. And then something happened. I got close to God again in Florida, but the drugs and gangs had a hold of me again. And I have no idea how it happened. I was happy at church, this church I was going to called Grace Church in Florida. He could just get in through the tiniest little hole when you least expect it and attack your mind, your soul. The enemy, he has a way, that's for sure. But then we moved back to Minnesota, like I said, and addiction started. Well, it started in Florida a little bit. And I've been dealing with that on and off my whole life. Alcohol was my big thing. Now I've been sober for almost 3 years. Thank to God. But the biggest thing that I oddly fell into was witchcraft. I used crystals, candles, tarot cards, etc., anything to manifest happiness in my life. And that's not of God. If you're worshiping and reading from ungodly things, that's how the enemy can get inside of you. Just like listening to music, worshiping a crystal, using tarot cards. Before I was found, my house was decorated with witch stuff, skull decor. Everything was just dark. That's how I liked it. I looked like a little emo kid all the time, all black. I mean, my makeup was really, really dark, and now I just love me for who I am. I was always hiding behind a mask. And it's because I felt unworthy. I felt like I wasn't worthy of anything, like not even God, because of the things that I've done in my past. And the wonderful thing about Jesus is that he forgives. That's why he died on the cross for us, is to forgive us of our sins and to feel worthy, to feel love. And, you know, don't question it. Just open your heart and let him in, and the Holy Spirit will guide you and love you. Where'd that go? Right here. On, I believe it was August 28th. Let me figure out where I'm here. There we are. August 28th, I went to a revival by Awakening Hope Ministries. I don't know how we even ended up at this revival, but it changed my life. It was by Awakening Hope Ministries. While I sat down at first, I felt this kind of cringe within me, you know, kind of like, why am I here? You know, these people don't accept me. Although I believed again, I just felt unworthy, like I don't belong. Through this time there, the pastor talked about different things like the enemy, strongholds. We all have strongholds. We all have things we fight. And sometimes we don't even realize it, really. We can be just thinking, and it might be a little bit, you know, sometimes when something comes to your mind and you're like, whoa, where'd that come from? Because you normally don't think about that. It's most likely the enemy in your ear telling you things, trying to manipulate you to steer away from God, because that's happened to me plenty of times. At this event that I went to, I was delivered from my demons. They asked at the end, can we have, you know, whoever feels like they might have strongholds, family, I can't think of the word. Generational curses. Thank you, Mom. Anyways. Moms are good. I was up there. They were praying at these events. It's called a prayer line. You go through it, and everybody's laying hands on you. It's beautiful. I ended up actually being a part of one after, and delivered some people myself. But during my deliverance, they took me out into the back, because as I was standing there and they were praying for me, I was just like, my body was convulsing, and I felt like something was like inside of me and just infuriated. They took me behind, they sat me down. I had I don't know how many people praying for me as I'm just screaming this awful scream of just, I don't know how to explain it, But after I let that out and I finally opened my heart to what these people were saying, praying over me, that Jesus is within me, he forgives me, let go of the past. And the next thing I know, I kind of get out of this trance and I'm speaking in tongues. Never in my life have I done that. And it changed everything. I mean, the way I look at music, watching TV, reading books, the people I surround myself with, how I dress, how, I mean, I raise my child to, I mean, even how I treat my mother. I mean, it's, everything changes. I literally felt the witchcraft fly from me. Like, it just disappeared. I left that place, and I was full. And I wasn't full of witchcraft. I was full of the Holy Spirit. The enemy had left. Is the enemy still within you? Yes, he always will be, because the devil is always going to try to win you over. And unfortunately, it's the truth. But we must resist the enemy. We must stay strong and take hold and let Jesus in. Open your hearts and surrender yourself. And when you feel like your strongholds, you know, things holding you down, making you depressed, things that might make you angry or things like that, give it to God. Surrender it to God. Don't hold on to things, because that really is another pathway to just let the enemy right back into your mind. If you keep thinking about these things that you might have done in the past, or the what ifs, or all of that, it can get in your mind, and the next thing you know, the enemy is putting things in your, oh, you're not worthy again, you're not this again, and on and on and on. But there is always light in the darkness. There always is. I've lost a lot of family within the last couple months. And the enemy has really tried to get in my head to get me depressed. The thought of, a beer won't hurt has crossed my mind a couple times. But I know my strength, and my strength is within Jesus now. And he is the only way. He is the truth. He is the light. He's the one. You must surrender. You must, if you're going to devote your life to Christ, you have to give him all of you. Because, I mean, if you go to church, God bless you. I'm happy you go to church. I mean, I'm proud of you. But there's this thing where you have to have a relationship with God. There's a difference. And with a relationship with God, it's easier to determine the bad between the good and to know what's right, to see the light, even when it's so dark and sad and life is just really not good for a lot of us right now. But I mean, look at what Jesus went through for us. Can't we sacrifice some things for him? I thought, I might as well, and I did. And now I'm here. I've devoted my whole life to Christ. I'm a new creation in Christ. I want to serve. I want to tell everybody about Jesus. I want to plant a seed in every mind, in every soul, that Jesus is the way. Now, when you do fully accept Jesus, there's this thing called the armor of God, which I'm sure a lot of you know about. But the thing is you have to use it. Because some of us just think, you know, yeah, I have God, I pray, you know, but you have to have that armor on. You have to know, you have to stay strong. You know, because That enemy, if you have that armor on, the enemy could come to you, bounce right back off that armor. God said no and left. You know, the enemy can flee. Let's see here. And then always, too, if you're opening and you want to be a new creation in Christ, or you've been a creation in Christ forever, you know, the closer you try to get to Christ, the more the evil tries to push you away from him. So that means once you start thinking about how holy God is, how much he can do for you, how much he's done for others, he'll get right in your head and think of the most, you know, corrupt things to think about. Or even bad things happening, you know. There's one thing I've always lived by. It's not biblical or anything, but sometimes good things fall apart, so better things can fall together. I thought my life was good. It was dark. It was really dark. But I thought it was good. I let that life fall apart to become this new person. And I thank Jesus every day. I really don't know what I would do without him. And I want everyone to know that we believe in Jesus. We believe in his love. We believe in the armor of God. But there is a devil, and he's out to get you. And I don't mean that in a scary way, but it's the truth. Especially if you truly, truly, truly love God. He'll get you. And don't let him win. Just glorify God no matter what. Resist the devil, you know. There's, you know, you could be, you could have things in your home, idols or some sorts of, I don't know, even a vase. You could be, let's say, praying over a vase, or you have crystals or this or that. That is not of God. The only thing that is of God is his word, and it's his Bible, and shall be the only thing worshipped. In the Bible it says, thou shalt not worship any other idols except for him. And I learned that the hard way. Well, I guess the good way, because I'm here now. But, you know, I used to say, you know, I'm sending you healing vibes, etc. You know, good vibes, this, that, and the other thing. It's not good vibes anymore. It's I'm praying for you. I'm going to go to God for you. What are good vibes? You know, like, yeah, we got good vibes. I mean, we understand that. Good, you know. But there's a difference. But we have the authority. And everyone needs to know that we have the authority to resist the devil and stand strong. He gets in your mind and you will get burnt. Don't let the fire of Jesus in your heart, not the fire of the devil in your mind. Here I am. You know, feeling the Holy Spirit move in me is the most beautiful feeling. It truly is. It's like right now, I feel on fire up here. Anyways, ask God for redemption, freedom from your strongholds, whatever they may be. Rebuke them in Jesus' name. You are covered in his blood, and you are already forgiven for everything you've done. Don't let the enemy win. Tell everyone about Jesus. If you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, now is a better time than ever. Accept him and you will be let go of the darkness. Surrender it all to him. Every little thing. Even if it's a little grain of salt that might be bothering you, surrender it to him. There is light and you can have it. You can glow bright. You can shine bright. One of the things people have said to me since I've been saved is, you glow. And I tell people, that's the Holy Spirit. And I want to see everybody glow with the Holy Spirit. I want everybody to have the love I feel. I used to chase love and men, drugs, alcohol, gangs, everything that is not of God. And the one thing that showed me a love that I was searching for, I was longing for, I was desperate for, was Jesus. My whole life, it was just Jesus. And here I was, you know, saying, oh, I don't know if I believe in that. You know, I need scientific proof. I didn't need that proof. I needed that revival that day. I went there and got set free. That's what I needed. And now I am free. And I'm willing and I'm ready to rebuke the enemy from anybody else, to give other people deliverance, to give other people prayer, to love every single person in this room, even if I don't know you. No matter who you are, what you do with your life, I don't care. I love you. Jesus loves you. This is where this one part comes in. And let me tell you, one misconception about Christians is that we are judgmental. We are not judgmental. If you truly live for him, you shall not judge. He wants us to love each other and will accept all with open arms. So when that comes in, shall not judge, I also think you shall not let the enemy into your ear. We love one another no matter what. If you read the Bible, that's what we're supposed to do. I mean, there's darkness, wickedness, spiritual hosts in heavenly places, but we have the authority. We really do. And that's really what is what we all need to know. You know, if you play with fire, you're going to get burnt. Like I've said, you know, now my heart is on fire for Jesus. But you must believe, you must surrender. There's one more thing in here somewhere. Demons affect the believer and the other believer. Believers need deliverance from strongholds. A reasoning, a mindset. Let go of your life. Let go, your life will change. So let go of those strongholds, those little things holding you back from believing, from trusting, and giving your fullness to Lord Jesus. Non-believers need deliverance from the devil to be set free. That means obey the word, but don't believe the words of other believers. Believe the word of God. Our weapons are not worldly weapons. God's truth can pack a punch. To the pulling down of the stronghold, strongholds are built on lies. You know what the enemy does? Fills you up with lies. So I'm here today to let you know, even if you are a witch, you can serve God, you can love God, and now my goal in life is to become a missionary and serve everybody and love everybody. Everybody needs to know the love of God. I could go on for days about testimonies of things in my life, but, you know, the what we're talking about now is spiritual warfare. In Galatians 5:1, New Living Testament, it says, "So Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure that you stay free and don't get tied up again in slavery to the law." James 4:7, "Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you." And then also, I don't know if you guys got your Bibles with you, but Ephesians 6:12 through 16 is very good. Here's a little roundup of, you know, the closer you try to get to Christ, the more the enemy, evil, tries to push you away from him. But in those verses, it also talks about putting on the armor of God and how to use the armor of God, which we all need to do in this life we're living. It's not a godly world, and we're here to make it godly. We can't let the devil win. All right, I'm going to go ahead and let Jim come back on up here. And thank you, everybody, and God bless you.
Our praise team is going to lead us in a song to close, but I also want to offer prayer. Shannon offered prayer to folks after the first service, and she will be around here if you'd like to speak to her or pray with her. But I wonder, I hope I'm not stepping out of turn, Shannon and Debbie. I wonder if we might pray for them too. Debbie has another daughter, which would be Shannon's sister. She's caught up in the battle. And I wonder if we might remember Shannon's sister in prayer. The addiction world is real too, and it's from the enemy. And this precious little girl that Shannon mentioned, little Lily is around here. She's the prettiest little girl. Shannon's raising her because her sister's in addiction. The battle is real. And so I might invite them. I'm gonna pray for them. Anybody else wants to gather on them? But while we're singing this song, if you'd like to be prayed over, just let Casey or I know, and we'll pray with you. But I want to pray for Shannon and Debbie, Debbie's other daughter, and Shannon's sister, because she's caught up in the battle too. I love that phrase. Who would have thought that a lamb would rescue the souls of men? Can you see the lamb? I can, because I raise lambs. Can you see the sacrificial lamb? Who would have thought that a lamb would rescue the souls of men? The Lamb of God has rescued us, friends. If we have trusted Christ as Savior and Lord, the Lamb of God has rescued us. But as we just prayed for others, this family, yes, but others, there are still people that need to be rescued. There are still people caught up in addiction. There are still people caught up in sin. There are still people caught up in bondage and witchcraft and all kinds of things that the devil uses cleverly to confuse us. So let us pray for them today as we close. Let us pray for strength in Jesus for us, but let us pray for rescuing for our families, our friends, our neighbors, our communities, our nation. Let us pray to close. Father, thank you for sending Jesus. Jesus, we love you. We thank you. And I love this phrase, O Lord. I love it because the Lamb of God, as John the Baptist said, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, the Lamb of God has rescued us. The Lamb of God is willing to rescue any and all. Anyone, no matter what their past was, the Lamb of God is so willing to rescue them from the past. And Lord, you know better than we. Some of our family need rescuing. Some in our communities need rescuing. Some in the churches of America need rescuing. And Lord, you know better than we do, our nation needs rescuing. We need the Lamb of God. And so, Father, I pray, by your Spirit, rescue souls of men and women. Rescue them and set them free in Jesus, and set them on a new path, a new course in life, one that is passionate to follow Jesus and saying no any longer to the wiles of the devil. Father, I pray for safety today as people travel. I pray for safety tomorrow and the next day as people are out and about in the storm. I pray that you'd walk with us this week, this holy week, encourage people, bless people. And as we come together in other occasions this week and on resurrection morning, may you be glorified, may you be victorious, and may you continue to rescue the souls of men and women. I pray it all in the name of Jesus. Amen.